Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 127, Gaia's Promise. The elevator came to an abrupt halt. The doors opened on yet another corridor, extending left and right. It took a few seconds longer for the lights to come on down here. Once again, Ryan arbitrarily chose right. The first door on their left had a panel to one side with the words Bionics and Biomimetrics inscribed. Under those words was a slot, suggesting it required a keycard to open. There was no handle on the door, and no easy way to jimmy it open.
Hell with it. Let's move on.
Around the next corner, which turned left, there was a similar door and keycard slot. This panel was named Accelerated Kinematics. It, too, was inaccessible.
Okay, if the next door is the same story, we head back up and let Samuel know what's going on.
We going to come back down after?
I'll make the call then. We might want to wait and bring back more brainy types for this one.
Fine by me. This place feels snaky.
Ryan had never heard that expression before. He figured it was Cornerstone slang, but he got the gist of it. The next corner turned left again, but the lights were out overhead. The light spilling from the corridor they were in showed them another door and key slot, this time on the right side of the corridor. Halfway down the hall was nothing but darkness.
I'm gonna take this as a sign. Wait.
Ryan went to the key slot panel and read what was inscribed there.
Applied Xenobiotechnology.
What the fee-fiddly-fuck does that mean?
Ryan shrugged, but he had a concerned expression on his face. He played his flashlight down the wall and into the darkness of the hall ahead. The beam passed over rubble and chunks of concrete on the corridor floor. About 200 feet down, the hall and the wall ended.
Fire blast.
What?
Everyone aimed their flashlights down the hall.
Mother Earth.
Gaia.
At the end of the hall, which was clearly not where its builders had intended the hall to end, was something that moved, something wet and glistening in the scattershot illumination of the flashlight beams. It filled the jagged opening where the corridor had been ruptured on all four sides, extending above and below the opening. It was like a suppurating wall of gray flesh, with many large membranous orifices that closed and opened according to some indiscernible biological rhythm.
Fuck.
Gaia glanced at Ryan.
You people just attract this kind of shit, don't you, Carter?
Yep.
As if sensing the scavenger party's presence, things began to ooze out of the dripping cavities in the membranous wall.
Gaia's tears.
Back.
Yeah, no shit.
The things were white and spidery looking, unfolding from the large orifices and rising up on varying numbers of loose jointed limbs, almost to the ceiling. They had spiky mouths in their misshapen, moist, and rubbery central bodies, no discernible organs for vision, but moved with certain intent and alarming speed toward the Cornerstone people.
Sweet Earth Mother, fire!